Come on to my house, to my house. I'm gonna give you candy. Come on to my house, to my house. I'm gonna give you an apple and a plum and an apricot or two. Hey.
Welcome to Food for Thought. Join us for a thought-provoking glimpse into the world of the food that we savor. Meet the women and men who are growing it, foraging for it, raising it, cooking it, and who share it with the rest of us. Today's guest is Janine Cava. Janine is a community sustainability organizer and educator with a diverse background in environmental and sustainable education, community organizing, urban agriculture, sustainable consumption, and nonprofit management. She holds a master's in environmental and sustainable policy from the New Jersey Institute of Technology. Janine will be facilitating a course entitled Hungry for Change Toward a Just and Restorative Food System, scheduled to begin in April. Janine, how did you get involved in food systems and looking at how this all works together?
My background was originally in watershed management. I was only involved in watershed management briefly before I made the connection of land use planning and things like that and how that affects water quality issues. And then from there, it was kind of like a leap into larger sustainability topics, climate change and things like that. And then when I went, it was really when I went to get my master's degree at NJIT studying environmental policy, which my focus was on alternative economic systems. And so I did graduate work on areas of the country that are models or creating models around relocalization and relocalizing the economy. I was in graduate school around the economic collapse in 2008 and then all the way until the Occupy movement in 2011. So I was doing my graduate research then. And so a lot of these questions about alternative economic systems and relocalization in communities and regionalizing economies was the focus. And you can't really look at that realm of social science without coming upon this relocalization of food systems and creating resilient communities. And then a year later, I was living at the Jersey Shore during Hurricane Sandy. And for 2.5 weeks, you couldn't go to the grocery store. You couldn't even drive. Food access was a serious problem. And so that really drove the message home to me is like, we need to detach and have a more secure food system. I worked with another woman to create a little urban farm in our neighborhood that was Sandy affected. So we were growing fresh food for people in our neighborhood who had become food insecure and pairing it up with a food bank and also doing some nutrition and food meal planning on a budget classes that involved fresh produce from the farm and stuff from the food banks.
Now, how did you get hooked up with Northwest Earth Institute, which is the organization that has worked on developing this curriculum that you're using?
So the Northwest Earth Institute puts out, I think, a dozen or so of these discussion guides, and that's their focus, is to get people talking with other people in their community around about issues that concern them in a more of a constructive way and in a way that can lead to action. In the time of social media, it's easy to share things virtually, but it's important to get together physically with people in your community. So I think their mission is to facilitate that kind of organizing. For anyone who is just a regular person in your neighborhood and you care about an issue, they make it so easy to start a discussion group at your church or at your mom's circle or whatever the case, at your work, you know, during lunch hour, something like that. They make it super simple to get people involved and get in depth into an issue. And you don't have to have prior knowledge. You don't have to agree with everything. And that's the good thing about it, is you don't have to agree with every single article that's in it. And that's a good thing because that helps foster a more robust discussion and things like that. So they're a wonderful organization and they really provide a lot of support for people who want to do this kind of thing.
I really like the format too, where in this this course, mm-hmm. you're the facilitator. You're the one who's, you know, been charged with like organizing it, getting the location, getting the information out, and during the meetings, in some cases, you will actually facilitate the discussion.
Sure, providing some facilitation, obviously each week. But one of the positive things about it is that you're not just sitting there being asked questions, but the participants have an opportunity each week to switch who leads each round of discussions each week.
Just listening to how people react to the readings that they have for each week, because there are several different readings from a lot of people that a lot of people might know, mm-hmm. just because they've been so involved in the food systems discussion, but also people they may never have been exposed to.
Right. And the Northwest Earth Institute does a really good job of not being redundant, in the sense that you may have read Raj Patel or Mark Bittman or Michael Pollan or Anna LaPay or any of the people who might have articles in this particular discussion course guide, but it's not going to be excerpts from a book you've already read. It's not going to be an article. In most cases, it's not an article from the New York Times that is just regurgitated in this. So they do a good job of making the content original and pairing the topics into subtopics for each week, that even if you feel like you've been immersed in, like I have, feel like I've read everything I could possibly read about this kind of stuff, it's still interesting to me, or else I wouldn't be doing it. It's still, the questions are still, they're not your typical book club questions. They really are in-depth and they really get you thinking and challenge maybe some conventional wisdom and challenge maybe some of your previous paradigms on these things, even if you've been committed to food justice and food democracy and eating local for a long time.
One of the things that I find nice about this sort of thing is getting together with a group of fairly like-minded people talking about some of these issues, because I think sometimes when you're, you know, out in the world, you kind of get a distorted sense of what people are thinking about these things.
Mm-hmm. And so I certainly do. I'm not so naive when it comes to this stuff, especially moving from an area where, you know, such a tiny percentage of the population is conscious about these things, and then moving here partially because of how grounded everyone seems to be in the farming community and wanting to eat well and take care of the earth. I have this false sense of like, well, everyone's on the same page. I think even within groups of like-minded people, there's still these areas of disparity and disagreement. And so there's room for people to have conversations that they maybe never had before. There's room for learning new things and
sure,
having different perspectives.
Yeah, I think everybody brings something different, you know, different perspective, different way that they grew up, different things that they experienced, what their own food culture is. You know, everybody has something different to offer.
And this topic, more so than a lot of environmental topics, it touches so many aspects of our life. I mean, you can't talk about the food system without talking about climate change, without talking about social, economic, racial injustice. You can't talk about it without talking about the crisis of democracy, because you can't talk about food policy and the policies and agriculture policies that impact our food choices without talking about how those choices are being decided at the federal or state levels in terms of the state of our democracy and corporate influence on policies and subsidies and things like that.
Yeah. So let's just go right to who should take the course and how can they register?
Sure. Well, you can go online for it's the College of E-Learning and Continuing Education at HSU, and you can register online, or I have the booklet right here. The HSU College of E-Learning and Extended Education phone number is 707-826-3731. And the folks there can help you register, or you could physically go up to their window in the Student Business Service building. Did I get that right?
Yep.
And who should register? I mean, I love it. This is just my personal preference. I love a really diverse group. So I like different ages, different backgrounds, obviously. You know, so I encourage anyone who's interested in food on any level, or if you're interested in political change, or if you're interested in farming, or you're interested in social justice or anything like that. I think there's so many entry points to talking about making the food system more just and sustainable. It's not just people who are into eating healthy, because there are plenty of people who eat healthy for themselves, but it's not necessarily healthy for the community or healthy for the planet. So there's so many dimensions that I think that there's just myriad entry points for the discussion. And I hope that people take some time out to join.
I hope so, too. Yeah. Well, thanks so much. This is Jennifer Bell, and I've had the pleasure of talking with Janine Cava. Thank you so much. Janine.
Grapes and the cakes, hey, come on to my house, come on.
If you have any questions or comments about this program, please call the listener comment line at 826-6089. You can hear this broadcast again at the KHSU website under archived programs at khsu.org. This program is also available on iTunes. Food for Thought is produced in the KHSU studios located at Humboldt State University. Our engineer is Jessica Eden, and producer is Jennifer Bell. Join us again next Friday on KHSU for another edition of Food for Thought.